My name is Lloyd. I'm from Holland, and I came here 20 years ago. And at the moment, I'm just a bit of a busybody doing all kinds of different jobs. I teach some English, I edit books, I write books, I'm looking after a guest house. So it's more a combination of things. That's what's at the moment. Meanwhile, I've been a forest watchman in Oroville. I've been a librarian in Oroville. I've been a secretary of various groups, farmers, architects. What else did I do? I did the website for a while, the writing for the website. It's mostly in writing. Mostly in writing. I didn't know anything about Oroville until about 4 months before I came here. I had traveling friends whom I wouldn't see very often, once in 5-6 years, but very close friends, and whenever we would meet, spot on. So at one point I ran into a friend of mine and he says, "Hey, hello!" And so we talked, which countries have you been and what are you doing now? Because you don't see each other for 6 years, no? And he says, "And you were going to Egypt," I heard from somebody else. I said, "Yeah, well, to Egypt." I said, "I'm going somewhere south and I want to sit somewhere and, you know, do something else and write. And I have a partner and we want to have a baby, and it would be nice not to sit in the middle of Amsterdam with a baby, so we're thinking of moving out and having a baby somewhere else," and all kinds of different ideas. And he said to me, "Why don't you come to Oroville?" And that was 4 months before we had kind of decided to go to Egypt. And since I liked the guy very much, very straight guy, who was, after all, which I didn't know, very deep into Sri Aurobindo and Mother. He had the complete works and everything. But I didn't know that. So I said, Oroville, but I had heard of it, of other people who went there. So I said, what is it? Isn't that an ashram or something? He said, no, it's not an ashram. So the long and short of it is that within 3 days, he talked me over to come to Oroville. In the end, I asked him, since he was an extraordinary person, he has been living in Oroville also, Achilles, who started the pony farm in Kotakarai. Remarkable bloke. So in the end, I said to him, "Achilles, I've seen a small video now, I read a small book about Sri Aurobindo, I don't know, but you're a sensible guy. Do you think I fit in there?" And he says, "Yeah." And that's why I'm here.
You released a book which is called...
Between Seasons.
What's it about?
It's a book that has been written during what some might call a retreat. I ended up in a forest, and I had to keep myself busy in order not to get lost in the nothingness, and I started writing. I had no idea what it would mean to live alone in a hut in a forest. I just came from Europe. I fell down, I got my own keet hut, and there I was. Coming from Amsterdam, where I had, let's say, a party time for 10 years, a forest in South India was a totally different thing, no? I thought I could make that step, but no, after 3 nights alone in my wonderful keet hut, suddenly the night came down on me, because I'd been used for years to concerts, going out, movies, girlfriends, you name it. And suddenly it was just me and these damn trees. I simply started writing. I'd written some poetry, very little, in the early 80s. But I decided to pick up two things. One is poetry, and that is the result of that is this book. And another thing was a study in the Chinese Book of Changes, the I Ching. I had no artistic and or philosophical aspirations. I just wanted to bring my English to a higher level. That was my job that I gave myself in my little keet hut. And, yeah, there's a book. Okay. So this is one of 5 very short poems that I've written about writing. poems of a kind in which things don't need to hurry in choosing a sentence. Birds and leaves, the outcome of a written journey towards a fresh notion. Birds and leaves are the outcome of a written journey towards a fresh notion. I don't know why I use these birds and trees, but they are the reality that I have to express feelings within myself. And whether I do that in Tamil Nadu or whether I do that in New York, the principle is the same. Here I have trees. I might have written the same poems in New York, writing about buildings and trams. So in that sense, matter outside becomes a means of expression, just like a sculptor sculpts something out of stone. Poetry has grown to be a passion thing. I'd always been a big reader, novels and stuff, but never poetry. And in Oroville, I started to read all the poetry I could find. And I started studying poetry. I started reading lots of books about poetry by people like Samuel Taylor Coleridge, T.S. Eliot, the mechanics of poetry. In that sense, my poetry is from a very naturalistic school, which is kept by a fairly unknown person called Ivor Winters, who was a professor in Stanford University in California. He wanted to have beautiful language back in poetry, language that made sense. Really telling something about yourself in simple words, not a form in which to manifest yourself, but an honesty from within in simple, clear language. The poet who has most influenced me, although he's not very strongly in the book, is Juan Ramón Jiménez. Roots and wings, yes, but to let the wings grow roots and the roots fly. That is extremely simple language, but there is a metaphysical thing happening between the root in the ground and the wings in the sky. The man brings them together in a way that you get something which is very beautiful. Simple? Is it simple? Yeah, it's simple. It's simple. It's a beautiful play with words in itself. And you can get out of it what you want. And these two have eventually come together in me, not as something that I wanted, but as something that I could identify with. I have not taken them so much as teachers, as like, it hit me, not in the brain, but in my heart.
So what actually inspired you?
Beautiful language. It's simple like that. All I wanted to do was beautiful language. I don't know which Greek philosopher, who was it that said, maybe Aristotle or something, who said, poetry is beautifully written words, which is one of the most simple and beautiful definitions that I know about poetry. They're beautifully written words. Go ahead. Yeah? What philosophy could you have behind that? There is no philosophy behind that. You just do it. In a poem, the emotion should be understood. If you have understood an emotion by writing it out, you have created understanding within yourself. And if you have done that, you may create understanding in the reader also. There was what is generally called in Oroville Ama, and my Ama came to work with me, and we worked together for a long time on my place. We didn't understand each other. She spoke Tamil, I spoke English. We came from two different planets. But something happened there. This is called rain. At morning we speak of the miracle of water. At lunch we talk work and share the food we bring. Come evening we part, nurturing time spent. As reborn next day, we speak of the water.